This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks. Yeah! Every day. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Here we go. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. From the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. How are you doing here on a Friday, the weekend upon us, and lots going on. Thanks to the guy that is sitting on hold right now. He literally has taken over the Wisconsin Sports Day. I guarantee you, the newscast may lead with it tonight in Milwaukee. Everybody in town is talking about it. Everybody wants to be Corbin Smith. He joins us now, and of course, follow him on Twitter at Corbin Smith NFL. Seahawks, a reporter for Emerald Spectrum. Thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, man, because you gave us a nice, easy day today doing sports talk radio. So let's start first with, where did this all kind of come from, this idea of Metcalf, the Packer connection, and so forth? Is this kind of coming out of talks at the Combine, or what are you hearing?
Yeah, this is something that was brought to light this morning. It's not something that I'm necessarily surprised by, because the Seahawks are in a bit of a predicament here where they're trying to figure out, do we want to extend DK Metcalf when you're looking at potentially $29, $30 million per year on a new contract? Is that something that they envision for their future in the franchise? They are going to be most likely moving on from Tyler Lockett this offseason as well. So my viewpoint going into this week was they're probably going to be working on an extension. And my understanding is that John Schneider has not been actively shopping Metcalf. But the discussions with the Packers that have happened this week, it sounds like it's gone beyond the, hello, no, we're not selling him talk. And there's actually been some discussion about potential framework for a deal. And it makes sense when you consider the connection with him formerly working for the Packers, the fact that Green Bay does have a couple of young receivers that could make sense as part of the package to bring back that would be a fit for Clint Kubiak's offense, and they could get potentially a first or second round draft pick, depending what that is ultimately going to look like. My understanding is that they want a first round pick as part of that package. And you're talking about a guy that has put up big numbers in his six seasons in the NFL. You'd understand why with a 27-year-old in his prime, that's what they'd be looking for. But my understanding is that these discussions have gone beyond the typical cursory discussions that you hear about at the Combine. And that, to me, piqued my interest in terms of, this could legitimately be something that ends up happening by the time we get to the start of the new league year.
The one thing about this, Corbin, is, I mean, if you look at the Seahawks, we've been talking in passing, I guess, for the last month or two as far as wide receivers the Packers could move for, right? They could sign T. Higgins if he would have gotten to free agency, which he's obviously not going to. There's Davante Adams if he becomes available. DK Metcalf came up as well. And then you go look at the salary numbers on Metcalf and Lockett, and I about grasped and almost fell over by how much money you're paying two wide receivers. I mean, most times you pay your money to your left tackle, you pay your money to your franchise quarterback, a pass rusher, a cornerback, but that's a lot of money invested in two wide receivers.
Yeah, and I think that John Schneider might be potentially in the midst of trying to reprioritize where he's spending his money, because if you followed the Seahawks at all, the offensive line has been a major issue for years. And a lot of it is boiled down to the fact that they just don't spend money at that position. They draft a lot of players, but they've had their issues developing guards and tackles and centers. I mean, since Max Unger got traded for Jimmy Graham, they have been playing musical chairs with centers about as much as most people change their clothes, it feels like. So they're just in a situation where I think John Schneider, with this new offensive coordinator, this new staff coming in, wonder if they are going to be more aggressive trying to go out and get a proven commodity they can put on this offensive line. But to do that, you've got to reallocate your money. Now, my understanding going into the combine was, well, Tyler Lockett's going to be where they're going to save a lot of that money. Metcalf, they're still hoping to extend. And I do think that is still something that they are hoping to do. But you guys know how this business operates. Smart franchises are always looking, how can we make sure that we have a safeguard? If we don't know we can extend this guy, can we get something in return instead of risking him leaving next year for nothing? And I think right now that's where the Seahawks and John Schneider are at, where they have to start seriously considering some of these opportunities. And if there's a team that can provide the offer that they can't refuse, maybe the Green Bay Packers or that team, then I think you could see a move happening here.
Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. Corbin Smith, again, joins us. He is, of course, Seahawks beat reporter with Emerald City Spectrum. Follow him on Twitter at Corbin Smith NFL. And that is this whole idea of, okay, so you lay out a framework of a possible deal of it's a first-round pick, then maybe it's one of the Packer wide receivers, whether it's Dobbs or Wicks. Packers get back Metcalf and say day three pick, a fourth or fifth rounder. Okay, so let's look at it from that perspective. If you're the Packers, don't you have to make sure you have an extension in place? Because if it's a rental, I don't think I get down with this.
Yeah, I would suspect, and again, I'm not reporting this part because I haven't heard anything in this front. This is just me as a guy that's been around the league for a long time. I would expect that this would be one of those trades where there's got to be an extension that is part of it, which obviously that complicates trying to get a deal done in quick order. So maybe those discussions have happened. I can't speak to whether or not it's gotten that far, but I do know there's been talk about the player that would be included, the draft capital, the Seahawks wanting a first-round pick. Those discussions have happened this week. So I would agree with you. You've got to get an extension to the Packers. I'm certainly not paying that price point for a guy that could then turn around and walk away next year. So I would think that that has to be part of the equation.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Corbin, you also brought up two players that possibly couldn't be involved with the number one pick from the Packers. Romeo Doubs, who's had concussion issues, got suspended last year for not showing up at practice. And then Dontayvion Wicks, who at the end of the previous year, people thought might be the next number one wide receiver for the Packers, then had some drops issues throughout the year and was inconsistent. Between those two players, which one do you think maybe the Seahawks might fancy more than the other?
I would think that Wicks would be the one that they would really want there of the two, because Romeo Doubs has some similarities to Jaxon Smith-Njigba in terms of skill set. It feels like you might have some redundancy there. Wicks has a bigger body, can do more things downfield. Not saying that he is the same skill set as DK Metcalf, but it feels like you could plug him into that spot on the boundary and you would be able to have him come in and handle some of the stuff that DK Metcalf does so well, a lot more than you would have with Romeo Doubs. That being said, the Seahawks liked both these guys in the pre-draft process. So I think that they would be fine with either one of them if the draft capital is where it needs to be. To me, the pick is the big thing holding this potentially together or making it fall apart if this is going to happen.
He is Corbin Smith. Again, check his fine work out, EmeraldCitySpectrum.com. Follow him on Twitter at CorbinSmithNFL. Joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Here on the Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Another part of your massive amount of tweets that you had earlier today was this Jaire Alexander component from the Packers, the cornerback, talking about they feel like maybe if they trade 23, they might be able to kind of backfill it with what they can get back for Jaire Alexander. To which, when I read that, I started laughing. I was like, man, you talk to people around here, they're hoping for a 6 or a 7, and you're talking about earlier than that, maybe a day two pick, a second or a third. I guess I'm floored by that one because Packer fans don't think they can get that much because he's always hurt.
Yeah, if we're being realistic here, and look, my original reporting had nothing to do with Jaire Alexander
right,
as part of this, because the Seahawks are obviously not going to be trading for him. They like the corners that they have. That's not going to be part of this deal. Peter Bukowski of Locked On Packers ended up clarifying this, and he's thinking a higher draft pick than what you and I are thinking. I would think that a team would be wanting to deal at most a fifth rounder with that contract and the injuries there. So really the main point still stands here, though. Green Bay is looking at a situation. We can at least try to recoup some draft capital for this year so we can add another player. And if you look at this draft class, this is why I'm kind of, you know, I've seen so many people today, like, why would you give up number 23 for DK Metcalf? Have you looked at this draft class? It is not a great receiver draft class. In fact, I would say this is the worst receiver draft class there's been in 5 or 6 years. And there's all this talk about there being 10 or 12 first-round talents. You're not going to get a first-round caliber player at number 23. DK Metcalf immediately is better than anything you're going to get at that position. So, you know, you just look at the way that this has been contextualized. And I think that Alexander getting moved, they're just hoping to get a day three selection back, try to recoup some draft capital. But this really boils down to that they have some young guys that they thought could be the number one receiver that haven't been, and they obviously are enamored by DK Metcalf's upside and the possibility of putting him in that offense and seeing if they can take his game to the next level.
What are the Seahawks wanting? I mean, obviously they want picks, so obviously they're trying to fill holes. So, I mean, offensive line obviously is part of it. What other holes are they trying to fill through this draft?
I do think that they, even with Metcalf, are probably going to be drafting receiver fairly early because Tyler Lockett, again, Tyler Lockett's got a $30-plus million cap, and he's coming off the worst season he's had in 8 years. He's on the tail end of his career. So it just doesn't look like he is going to be back unless they come up with some kind of a significant pay cut and he is willing to sign off on it. I would think the receiver is going to be a position that they are looking at. And on the defensive side of the football, I think edge rusher is quietly a need, especially in this draft that is loaded at that position, where if Seattle could get another first-round pick, hey, maybe we can get an offensive lineman and we can get an edge rusher, because Boye Mafe is a free agent after this year. There's been speculation Draymond Jones is going to be a cap casualty. Uchenna Nwosu, they're trying to restructure. Who knows what's going to happen on that front? There are question marks there, and they could absolutely use another really good edge rusher. So they've got other needs on the roster. They've still got Jack Smith and Jigba, who looks like he's going to be the number one receiver now. But if they were to make this move, there's certainly some other areas that they could exploit having a second first-round pick with.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There he is, Corbin Smith. Follow him on Twitter. Again, at Corbin Smith NFL, Seahawks beat reporter. All right, Corbin, I know this is completely a wild guess in the dark. What kind of percentage chances do you think something gets done here with DK Metcalf and the Packers?
I'm going to go with 25% at this point. And I know Packers fans maybe are like, well, that seems pretty low. But that is much higher than it would have been if you would have asked me a question about Metcalf's chances of moving going into this week. And I think it just boils down to the fact that the Packers, it does appear that they can offer the package, or at least be in the ballpark of the package, that maybe would at least get the Seahawks to be seriously thinking about this. And I do think the Seahawks are trying to figure out how to reprioritize how they're spending money a little bit after being near the top of the league in receiver spending the last couple of years. And they didn't get the numbers they thought they were going to get from that entire group last year. They underachieved to an extent. So I'm wondering if this is going to be a time where they transition a little bit with how they're going to be spending their money. So I still think they want DK Metcalf to be part of their future, and they want him to be a foundational piece, but this is absolutely something that has gotten into the framework discussion. So I think 25% is where I would sit for this potentially happening before the start of the league year.
Think about that. The Packers trade their first-round pick, and they're hosting the draft in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I would think that fans would be like, you know what, though? We got a former All-Pro receiver.
Sure.
You know, at least in that case. Now, if they traded down, I think that you'd potentially have you'd have rioting going on in Green Bay.
And but, the Packers are known for trading back.
If happened on this front, you'd be getting a really good football player.
And again, so the Packers are known for trading back, so that is not out of the realm of possibility at this point. Corbin, thank you so much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. And we'll be following along to see what else happens here in this storyline.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.